What happened yesterday was a shock to all members of the ambulance service right across the northwest, in fact, right across the whole country. Unfortunately, we're no strangers to assault, but it's mostly verbal assault is what we have to put up with. And when it's a physical, when the physical aspect comes in, it really brings home the fact that we're working in a vulnerable environment at times. The individual is extremely shook up by what happened. He thought that, you know, there was a possibility that he could have lost his life. His partner on the day, they are also highly traumatised because they witnessed the assault. And in our training, we always hear about scene safety. You know, if the scene becomes unsafe, you try and get yourself out of that scene. While in the back of a vehicle, it can be difficult to actually, you know, get away from the danger that is there. But through the course of what happened, the paramedic actually did manage to get out of the scene and then left the area and they made their way then to safety. And it's a difficult one to talk about because it could be any one of us. I want to wish the two paramedics, the person that actually suffered the physical assault,
and the partner,
and the partner, a speedy recovery and get them back to work.
Is he at a hospital, Cahill? Do we know at this point?
Yes, they're at a hospital.
Let's talk more about the verbal element of it as well, because that's something I was going to say thankfully, but I don't mean it like that. I hope you understand. That's common assault, and we've seen stats on it, and it's not just ambulance staff. As we know, it's ED staff, it's hospital staff, and this is just in the healthcare area. I mean, it is common. It happens really, really regularly. It is almost part of the job to be on the receiving end of it.
It is common, but it's still, it's not acceptable. But unfortunately, when you have people that are in highly stressful situations, when they're under pressure, when people are maybe suffering a crisis, a psychiatric illness, or even under the influence of drink or drugs, we have been the victims of verbal assaults. But thankfully, within the organisation, we have a group of peer support workers that will, hopefully assist the staff member that has been affected by the assault. And, going back to it, it's still not acceptable, but it does happen. And unfortunately, during the COVID, people seem to be under a lot more pressures and stressors. And, patience and tolerance is at an all-time low.
Yeah. And that was, in fairness, being egged on as well, suggesting that those in the health service are complicit in something or other. It eroded, I think, a bit of respect, which I hope comes back very quickly, not amongst the majority of us, but amongst some. Let me just ask another question, because I think, you've touched on a couple of things there. The instant reaction is to talk about tougher sentencing, to try and discourage verbal or physical assaults. But I think you're very fair in what you're saying, if I'm reading it correctly, that in some circumstances there could be other reasons behind this, and tougher sentences may not be even a deterrent. What is there anything we can do or should be doing beyond the obvious, what might feel like a knee-jerk reaction, to assist, to stop this happening?
I suppose education, even so far as a media campaign, explaining what the ambulance service is about and what is, tolerated and what's not tolerated. People, when they're in crisis, when they're suffering a medical or a traumatic emergency, obviously, their pain thresholds could be, at an all-time high, and reasoning might not be, achievable. But we try and perform our duties as professionals in a calm and caring manner. I believe, I speak for all my colleagues in the ambulance service, that is our core value, is to protect people, provide care and promote recovery. But we also have to protect ourselves as healthcare workers, that we're not exposed to unnecessary dangers or traumas. And, where these things happen, yes, they need to be investigated. And if the courts decide or the investigation proves that somebody needs a custodial sentence, Maybe it's a message that will, I suppose, get the knee-jerk reaction the opposite way, rather than attacking or verbally abusing ambulance staff, that people will think, and say, oh, hold on, these are people, these are human beings, they have a right to go home safely after a tour of duty or after a shift at work. So, yeah, it's a two-way thing, Greg.